Hello, and you're listening to the Shanghai Experience.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode on the Shanghai Experience. Today, my guest is a dear friend of mine, Daniel. He is from Germany and has lived in Shanghai for many years. He's a semi-professional car driver. He's placed third in the junior class German championship and two-time winner of the China championship. Daniel, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So Daniel, to start us off, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 15 years old currently, and I go to the British International School in Shanghai, and I've lived here since 7 years. And I'm a person who thrives to do like a lot of things, and I try my best at everything. And I'm really passionate about the things I like.
That's great. So, regarding karting, how did you get into karting?
So, when I was younger, I tried to play football, but my dad saw that I didn't have any potential in playing football. And as my dad being a big geek for motorsports, he brought me to the track and I drove a couple of laps and he saw my potential and he was willing to invest money into it and like making me a big talent.
That's great. So, since karting is your passion, what has been your favorite memory in the sport?
Definitely winning my first race overseas, because it was a really challenging weekend because I wasn't fast enough, but I proved everyone wrong by starting on the 8th position and then finishing the race with a 4-second gap. This was really emotional for me, the team, and my parents.
That's great. So, have you ever been involved in a crash?
Yeah, many times. I mean, one of my biggest crashes was me flipping and I had a neck dislocation and it took me 3 months to fully recover. And then another crash I had last year was when my brakes failed at the end of the straight and I crashed 140 kilometers and I had a rib fracture.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So Daniel, which country is your favorite to kart in regarding the track?
Definitely in Belgium. There's this track called Genk. It's a really nice track, but also the facilities are nice and it's really clean and organized.
That's great. So, moving on, what do you enjoy most about the city of Shanghai that you haven't seen in the other countries you've lived in?
I really enjoy that you have a lot of opportunities here, and I really like my friends here, and I think you just all have a good life. It's really safe here, and it's clean, and I mean, for example, in COVID, we can live normally, and you can't live normally anywhere else right now.
All right. So, what or who motivates you to do your best and continue with what you're doing?
Definitely my dad. Like, my dad showed that you don't have to be the best at everything, but as long as you invest your time and your effort into it, you can do whatever you want, and it's just like you limiting yourself. It's not like anything else.
So regarding that, what are you most looking forward to about the future?
Definitely where the future will take me, because I mean, even though I want to race in the future and be a professional race driver and make my money like that, it's really hard because it's a lot of like time and money that you have to invest into it. But other than that, I just hope I can have a nice future and live nicely.
Yeah, that's great. So, after you graduate both high school and university, do you have an idea about what you want to do and where?
I mean, I definitely want to live somewhere in Europe because I really like it there. Even though Shanghai is nice, it's just closer to home. And I just want to have a calm life and maybe somewhere outside the city even.
So, do you know what job you'd like to do one day?
I mean, not really, but I mean, the most thing I want to do, or like the thing I want to most likely do, is be a race driver. But if that doesn't work out, probably some businessman. And I want to be in the, like, I want to have my own business.
That's great. All right, welcome back. So before the break, We were talking to Daniel about his karting experiences and his desire for the future. So moving on, Daniel, what are your future plans with karting?
So this year, I'm going to have a Formula 4 test, and I don't think I'll stay in karting way longer because I'm going to try to move on as I'm 15 already, and I have to try and just do my best and just get into a kart as soon as possible before I'm too old.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. Well, to wrap up with this episode, we have one final question. So, Daniel, what is your mission in life?
My mission in life is just to spread love and positivity. It doesn't matter what way I go. I just think it's nice because I want everyone to be happy around me. And I don't think there is a reason why you should hate.
That's a great mission in life. Well, thank you for tuning in. We'll be uploading episodes more frequently now. So yeah, thank you.